Fantastic.
Judy, when you perform your music for other people, what do you hope they will feel or know or learn?
I feel like when I sing a song, it's a story about my life, and I'm putting my heart out there. And I think my whole journey began when I started to write about my life. It's about opening my heart. So when I thought about doing this video, I'm kind of self-conscious about how I look. I'm not young. You know, I mean, people that are doing music and playing guitar, I thought that was for young people. I'm, you know, in my 50s. But it's so amazing to sing from my heart and feel like I've entered somebody else's heart. It's a connection. And those connections are like just, I don't know, that's just what makes me go. That is what brings me my joy. My latest song is named The Key. I was helping somebody. She was very discouraged about her grief, and she was amazed. I wrote to her the way I see my grief. I was in a prison. I was in a prison of grief. I was locked away from everybody. Everybody else, their life went on, but mine wasn't going on. All I could think about was the image of my son who died and how he was so my everything, and he was gone. And how was I supposed to live again? So I told this woman, I used to live in a prison, but one day I left the prison. I left the prison, and everything around me was different. It wasn't like it used to be. It would never be the way it was. And I just had to find a way to live in a new world. But I found myself going back to the prison, not because I want to be in there, but because all those poor prisoners, they don't know they'll ever leave. And I can tell them they might. I don't even know what I did wrong to be in there. And I used to say, what did I do wrong? Why am I being punished? But when I stopped that, I just accepted the prison. And I explained this to this woman, and she thanked me and shared my words. And then I talked about, how did I ever leave? How did I get out? Why am I not in that prison I was in for 20 years? That's how long, until I found my music. My son died. I found a key. I don't know where it came from. One day, I found a key, and I just went out of the prison, and I found myself happy, and I found that I was alive and that I wasn't in pain anymore. And then it came to me, my subconscious. I saw the image. He gave me the key. So the key didn't just appear. He came back to give it to me. What I thought I had lost wanted me to leave. It was time. It was time for me to leave my prison. So I was told that would make a great song. So I did. I wrote a song. I named it The Key. And that song tells the story. So when I sing that song, I know that at the very end, I get to say the way I feel. He came back. What I loved most was taken from me, but he came back to bring me the key. So I'm thinking, how can I apply that to my eyes? If my eyes hurt and I can't see well because of it, and I feel pain, and nobody else sees it but me, I can get very depressed, and I could say, I'm living in a prison. But I've decided I have a key. The key is self-love and the love of those that love me, that want me to feel better. So I'm leaving my prison with my eyes. And yes, the sun hurts, and yes, they don't feel so great when I perform, but I have so many other things going on. And I'm not going to not live because of this.
It sounds like you get this opportunity to have this joy and happiness, so you don't even think about your eyes. They could be hurting you and bothering you, but they're in the background.
So true. I am not cured. I am still dealing with this, but somehow there's a respite, and that respite is when I get away from it. When I sing, when I am feeling very blessed, I guess appreciating what I can do, not what I can't. Not feeling guilty about it. For a while there, when I was really hurting, I thought, you know, I need to feel, I got rid of all the shoulds in my life a long time ago, because should is one of those words that makes you feel very, it's sort of like parental. You should do this. You should feel grateful. You should be glad you can see. You should be glad you can work and you can drive. And you should be glad you don't have cancer. And you should be glad that, you know, that you have all these things. Well, I got rid of the shoulds. And I changed it to could, because I could feel guilty or I could have cancer. Yeah, that takes away the judgment. So I guess I forgot where I was leading with this, but the main thing is I still perform because I get a good feeling and I deserve it. I deserve to feel better. I'm not going to be just in survival mode.
Well, what I love when you play at Kulax is the applause you get after you play. It is as if you do connect to people's hearts, as if they do see where you've been or what you've gone through, and somehow they're relating it to their own lives, and everyone's so appreciative.
Thank you. I do feel a lot of people come up to me and they say, I want to give you a hug. And I'm like, I don't know you, but I'd love a hug. I need more hugs in my life. I think that's what it's all about for me.